The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
To I guess some more fun news, not so much fun for the person at the centre of this story, but so I was at the grand final on Saturday night, and at three-quarter time...
Well, you've dropped that in now. Yeah, you didn't tell us about that all last week.
At three... got a general public ticket, paid for it, $280 bucks. Thanks to my good mate Mike, who's listening along, who logged on, got lucky. So at three-quarter time, I thought, oh, you know, this could be my last chance to get a beer before this exciting sort of final term. I was walking up the stairs and then heard this huge roar from behind me. And I thought, hang on a minute, what's going on? Turned around and seen a streaker who was flying across the oval, flying across the turf of Optus Stadium. And I thought, oh, he's going to make it all the way. And then he's got absolutely poleaxed by about 10 security guards who not only did one bloke took him to the ground and then about five blokes jumped on him when he was clearly not going anywhere. And then now we've found out that he's got a very famous cousin.
Yes, Peter Bowl, the Australian Olympic runner. Seems like maybe his cousin needs to be onto the next Olympics, potentially, in Paris. I think Bonds will probably be potentially happy with all the free advertising
they're
getting.
Although he had a rip in his jocks, did you see? Well,
yeah, no, I'm not sure if that happened because of security or what happened with that. But he's facing a hefty fine now over that. But what a stage to do it on, the grand final.
Exactly. Abra Bowl, his name is. And what I like best about this story is Peter Bowl has gone on social media after it's been revealed that he's his cousin. And he said, oh, mate, that's not what I've been training you for.
I think he, I'll delete out the swear word here, but I think he tweeted something like, you only live once, effort before making the run.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
So, yeah, definitely premeditated.
Yeah. Look, it was pretty fun. And at least it happened at three-quarter time. Like, if it had happened, I think, during the game, I think no one would have any kind of amusement about that. But, you know, he did it. He'll pay his fine, which I'm sure will be $12,000 or something like that.
So much WA entertainment on show. Pre-game, half-time, three-quarter time.
It's just a shame that I think a lot of people watching at home wouldn't have got that streaker because they don't show the streakers on the TV
anymore.
No,
they try to avoid it.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see he's got his...
Have to be at the game.
15
Aren't
minutes
you glad
fame?
That your mate got the ticket so you could get in there? And
yeah, exactly. And it was pretty spectacular. I have to say, what a show. Optus Stadium is just
amazing.
Incredible. The atmosphere was amazing. Everybody got into the spirit. And I think, honestly, 90% of people there would have bought some sort of team merch.
Okay.
So I think they really got into the spirit and amazing the amount of support for the Demons. I think everyone loves a fairy tale, first flag in 57 years and all that stuff.
Amazing. And I saw, you know, good for Perth. I saw someone tweet, Brisbane, just give us the opening ceremony now.
Yeah, exactly.
Subcontracted out to us. We'll do that.
Yeah,
you
might
can have
as well.
The rest.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
I mean, it's the best stadium in Australia from the perspective of visuals, sound, all of that.
Yeah,
I mean, I know
the
MCG is tradition, of course, and it's a massive stadium, but you don't get any better. It looks amazing on the TV.
Yeah, fantastic. Maddie, thanks for coming in today on this public holiday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Will do. Cheers, mate.